This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Craig Zonka.
We know a lot of men, and I'll put up my hand for this. You might as well. Just don't like making a fuss about their health and getting to a GP for an annual checkup. That is near impossible unless you are really on your deathbed and your partner is saying, look, you need to go to the doctor. And that's why this week, being International Men's Health Week, the mandate campaign is in full swing. It's about getting blokes to make a date with their GP. And Terry Begley is at a mandate this morning. Hello, Terry.
I certainly am, Craig. There's about 100 men here, and they're all going to get some health checks this morning. I'm at a big breakfast, and it's all about preventing disease amongst men. This statistic just floors me. I read this on a sign as I came to this breakfast this morning, that 5 men die preventable disease every hour in Australia. There's got to be something more behind that. Why men aren't going and get regular GP checks. That's what today is all about with mandate. Dr. William Wang is a cardiologist from the PA Hospital who's here, one of the health professionals conducting the checks. Dr. Wang, why? Why do you not see enough men in your clinic coming and getting those preventable health checks?
Well, I think the problem is men often busy during the day and they don't feel any symptoms of disease. And unfortunately, a lot of major diseases, especially cardiovascular disease, there are no symptoms. The major risk factors, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, there are no major symptoms, so men often just ignore them. Whereas the women often will go to GPs, they may take the children to GPs, and they will have more exposure.
And if a man comes to you once every 12 months and says, just check me over, doc, what can be prevented with that one half an hour appointment with you?
So if a man can see their GPs, they will at least, the GPs will usually do routine blood tests to make sure they're fine, good kidney functions. They will check their blood pressure, their cholesterol, check the diabetes, and they could also talk about if there's issues such as smoking cessation, prostate issues. They could always talk about that, and of course mental health on top of that.
Talking is important when it comes to preventing disease. We're going to do a live health check now. I've got a willing slash unwilling participant out of the audience. His name's Doc. He's from the Vietnam Veterans and Veterans Motorcycle Club. Doc, thanks for being our patient this morning. Let's get a blood pressure test underway. That's Dr. Arnold. He's just popping on the sleeve of Doc. Doc, while you're getting that done, so I distract you. When was the last time you went to the GP?
Probably a little bit long ago, I suppose. Yeah, I don't really regularly go to the doctor. It's just one of those things, I suppose.
Well, why is it one of those things? What prevents you from going? You're not scared, are you?
No.
Big burly bloke like you?
No, I think it's more, I was brought up old school. You know, if I'm just not broken and bleeding, don't go to the doctor. And that's just the way I was brought up, I suppose. So I generally don't do it. I look after myself, and if I feel I've got to go to the doctors, I'll go to the doctors.
Well, obviously the importance is for preventable disease. Let's have a quick check of what the test has found so far on your blood pressure. Dr. Arnold, how's Doc travelling?
His blood pressure is a bit high. It's 150 over 100. I think he might be a little bit nervous right now.
We might have to do this without the microphone on. Doc, that's obviously something is a little bit of a concern to you.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it is. I'm glad it's been done.
All right, now to another quick test on Doc, our willing victim here. We're going to do a diabetes test with Adam.
Dan.
Oh, sorry, Dan. What are we doing right now?
So I'm just drawing some blood out of his finger just to get a quick analysis of his blood glucose levels at the moment.
You are very brave, Doc.
Oh, I know. It's great, isn't it?
How's your blood sugar? Do you think it's okay?
It should be. My diet's not that flash, so it'd be interesting to see what it's like.
I'm getting a few secrets out of you this morning.
Oh, you are.
What do you mean your diet's not flash?
I suppose I probably could eat better than what I do. Comes down to I like food, and I suppose, yeah, I don't really tend to eat a lot of salads and that, so I suppose I'm hoping my sugar level's good.
Well, let's have a quick check. I know this is a very quick test on Doc's blood. Dan, what have you found?
So his blood glucose has come back as 8.5, which is a little bit high, but have you had breakfast this morning?
No, not yet.
So as a fasting, it's a pretty little bit high for that one. Our average range would be between 3.6 and 7.6. So.
Oh, Doc, he's now clutching his chest. You okay?
Guys, you're killing me.
Well, this is all the point, isn't it?
No,
you didn't know this information three minutes ago.
No, it's good. I'm glad I come down this morning, and obviously this has put me on a trail now of maybe I need to go and get this looked at in the next few days and have a better checkup.
A big burly bloke like you can put yourself through something like this. What's your message to other blokes listening this morning that might not have gone to the GP in a while?
Go and do it. It's important to men's health. Go and do it. That's all I can say. Go get your mental health checked, prostate, bloods. Go get everything done, guys. It's not that hard.
And it's going to save possibly your life and hundreds of thousands of dollars to the medical community as well when it comes to preventing disease, right?
It will. It will. So go and do it, guys. Please.
Okay, I'm going to leave Doc there. I think we've given him enough bad news for the moment. He's off to get a skin check in one of the little booths here, Craig. But there you go. It just highlights the importance on the prevention of some of these diseases. It's so easy to do. Quick check-up with the GP. Come on, blokes, you can do it. Don't be so scared.